I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Afternoon News. Listen on the KSL News Radio app.
Brought to you by PC Laptops.
And in your car at 102.7 FM.
It's 6:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here, 77 degrees in Salt Lake. KSL's top story. The Utah State Board of Education is looking into another post from outspoken conservative member Natalie Klein. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has details.
The post is of a flyer for a racial healing group at Hillcrest High School, and the board is looking into whether this post violates their bylaws. A teacher's name and email address is listed at the bottom. Canyon's district spokesman Jeff Haney says they have alerted the school's principal.
Not so that he could alert this particular employee and let them know that they could start to receive an increase in phone calls or emails.
Haney says the group would have discussed concepts in the book, The Racial Healing Handbook. The flyer says it explores learning racial identity and exploring internalized racism.
So it is an option. It's outside of the curriculum. It's not a class that is offered.
Klein's caption of the flyer says this is CRT and encourages parents to look into the book. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
For the first time, Murray High School students will have to pay to get into football games. The school's going to make the change because of all the damage done by a TikTok trend. KSL News Radio's Kira Hoffelmeyer explains.
Students will be charged $5 to get into a football game so the district can pay to repair the damage done at Murray High School. The Murray School District hasn't disclosed how much money the devious licks trend has cost them, but says they're trying to balance taxpayer money at a time when resources are limited and academic needs are great. For those not familiar, the devious licks challenge is all about recording yourself stealing school property, mainly from bathrooms. If it keeps up, the football game might not be the only thing affected. Paying to get into a dance or other activities isn't off the table. Kira Hoffelmeyer, KSL News Radio.
Utah is reporting just under 1,600 new cases of COVID today, 19 additional deaths. Nearly 60 people have died over the last 3 days. Just over half of those people were older than age 65, just under half younger. A CDC panel has outlined who should be eligible for the COVID booster shot. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the panel agreeing with an FDA panel in recommending the booster shot for older Americans and those who are immunocompromised. Dr. Anthony Fauci says ongoing research may ultimately show that 3 doses is the COVID vaccination standard.
I believe that when all is said and done, we're going to look back at this and say that this third shot would very much be the proper regimen for excellent degree of effectiveness together with durability.
Today's vote is one of the last regulatory hurdles for third doses to be given this week. Democratic House and Senate leaders today clearing the way for a vote on President Biden's so-called human infrastructure bill. They've agreed on a framework that will pay for most of the massive $3.5 trillion bill. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the president is ready to push that bill over the finish line.
Our focus right now, and really his focus, is on finding common ground, working together to unify the caucus and the party around a path forward.
A vote is now set for Monday. Congressional Democrats are reminding their colleagues from across the aisle that the U.S. debt ceiling needs to be raised to pay the country's existing tab. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says, contrary to how her GOP colleagues might portray it, the ceiling is not a free spending ticket for President Biden. It's making good on expenses run up under former President Trump.
Last year, Democrats and Republicans together incurred costs for COVID that need to be paid for. This is a credit card bill that we owe.
Congress is facing a September 30th deadline to raise the debt ceiling. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
There's an arrest warrant for Brian Laundrie following the death of Gabby Petito. It was issued this afternoon, but it's not for murder, and he's still nowhere to be found.
for yet another day, police near Sarasota say they searched and found nothing pointing toward Brian Laundrie's whereabouts. Laundrie now indicted by a federal grand jury in Wyoming, not for Gabby Petito's homicide, but for allegedly using a credit card and PIN after her death that did not belong to him and taking out $1,000. The FBI says this allows him to arrest Laundrie, but it's still investigating Petito's death. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A Utah National Guard soldier has died in a training exercise in Kentucky. Staff Sergeant Lincoln Olmsted died Tuesday during a water training exercise. This was at the Joe Swing Park Reservoir in Kentucky. Olmsted went underwater and didn't resurface. He leaves behind a wife and two children. Catalytic converter theft is out of control, so Utah lawmakers are now pushing a bill that would level harsher penalties at the people caught stealing them. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
Data from the Utah AG's office shows catalytic converter theft spiked 600% from 2019 to 2020, and we're on par to match that growth this year. Senator Karen Main says this is a cancer on our community.
Our businesses can't sustain this loss. Our citizens cannot sustain this loss.
Main says she's teaming up with Representative Ryan Wilcox to push a bill that can increase the protection around the converters and make the penalties for stealing them more severe. He says some converters cost up to $4,500 to replace, and that's if you can even find one.
This has happened so much, we have a nationwide shortage of catalytic converters.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 636. Ricky, how's the rush look?
It's pretty rough for Utah County drivers going northbound. Construction has you down to only one left lane of traffic on northbound I-15. A very slow ride. Spring Lake up to Spanish Fork and a crash reported Redwood Road, 2100 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
All right, thanks. My Minute of News is on the way next.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.